Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Powered by Clear Vision Development Group, this is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Hi, everybody. Today on the program, this is Tony Richards. I'm going to focus on continuing our series this year on execution. And today we're going to be talking about the quarterly leadership meeting. What are the agenda items? What do you discuss? How do you put it together? What's the purpose? I'm going to be talking about all of that coming up today here as part of our execution series on Better Than Before. Today's show is sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. I'll be talking more about execution in your business and organization coming up next here on Better Than Before on the C-Suite Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Tony Richards, and we're going to be talking about execution. And we've been talking about it all year here in 2022, and here are the episodes. If you want to go back into our archives and catch up, if you're a new listener, in episode 510, we covered just a general broad overview of how to get good execution installed in your organization. In episode 512, we talked about principle number one, how to set priorities. Episode number 513, we covered principle number two, metrics and data, how to set the mile markers so you know you're making progress. Episode number 516, we talked about principle number three, how you structure your communication, your meetings, and set the rhythm for execution in your organization. In episode 519, we covered the morning huddle, how to get your primary leaders together for a little bit every single morning so you can recalibrate the mechanism and get off to a great day for good happenings. Episode number 521, we talked about the weekly leadership meeting. And in episode number 530, we talked about the monthly leadership meeting. And you'll find all those in our archives at clearvisiondevelopment.com. Or you can download them where and how you listen to the podcast here with Better Than Before. Now we're up to talking about the quarterly strategic planning meeting. And a lot of my clients do these every single quarter. And of course, it takes preparation and skill to make sure that these get executed in a good and effective way. You know, of course, everyone's busy. Everyone's time is valuable. And so it takes a little bit of persuasion of the CEO by me, and then a little bit of persuasion with the leaders that we should get together every single quarter. And a lot of the purpose of the quarterly leadership meeting in the execution process is to work and evaluate what author Jim Collins calls the brutal facts of the organization. And it determines how the performance is really going, what's working, what's not working, what the challenges are, and what the opportunities are. And what I try to convince my clients to do is to have these quarterly strategic meetings off-site, virtual. Some people, that works okay. For me, I like to be in the room. I like to feel the atmosphere. I like to see the people. I like to see their body language, how they're engaged, what resonates with them, what doesn't resonate with them. And also, it gets everybody away from daily distractions. I mean, even on virtual meetings, people will just come into their office or will buzz them on the phone or whatever. And a lot of times offsite, that stuff can be controlled and eliminated. So what's the quarterly agenda look like? Well, first of all, it's usually 2 days long. So this is our first meeting that's going to take more than a day. It usually takes 2 days. And the first day I'll cover in this segment, and then in the last segment of the show today, I'll cover day two. But in the first day, you want to go over the last 12 or 13 weeks. You want to go over the last quarter or the last 90 days. And you want to cover all the financials that are relevant, all the goals that we set, where we are in the year. Just generally get an update. We want to go over talent. How did team members perform? What needs adjusting? Who maybe left? Who maybe is coming? How is our recruiting going? Overall, we're covering the last several weeks of the talent part of the company. How are we going to strengthen our team and make our team better? We're going to cover culture in day one. How are things going? Are they going well, or do we have a lot of issues in the culture? What's causing that? We might go over a pulse survey that was done over the last several weeks, going a couple of layers deep to see what's going on and how people are thinking and feeling currently. We're going to review the core values. These core values have to continually be promoted and thought about and engineered. And you got to keep breathing life into your core values because they are the foundation of your culture. And how you're doing the core values now and how you can do them better. Remember, core values need to be behavioral. They need to be able to be exhibited and demonstrated. And we always need to be thinking about how we're doing them, how we're presenting them. How could we do them better? How could we present them better? And what actions can you take for more people to live and understand those values, our mission, and if we have a big, hairy, audacious goal, how can we get that across better? And then also, we want to review, test, and talk about our strategy for the year. How's that performing in the context of the last 90 days? Have we been able to launch the initiatives that we said we were going to launch? How are those going so far? Was it a good launch, a bad launch? What's the status? How are we going to evolve? We might talk about how the flywheel is going. Maybe we construct a flywheel. Whatever concepts or frameworks that we're using, we're going to use those and review those over the last 12 to 13 weeks. And so that is the overall just concept of day one. Day one is a post-mortem on the previous 90 days of our performance. And are we doing the things we say we're going to do? And are we doing them well? What needs to change? What needs to happen? And so that's all on day number one, which is a review of the last 90 days. Stand by. I'll cover day number two coming up next here on Better Than Before.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more. Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo. Or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
All right, welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Tony Richards, and we're talking about the quarterly leadership meeting in the context of having better execution in your organization. And as I said earlier, every 90 days, I like to get together with the CEO and the team, whoever the team members of that team are. And in day number one of the two-day meeting, we're going to review the last 90 days. We're going to go over the last 12 or 13 weeks. And I covered that in the previous segment. Then we move to day two. Day two is all about the next 12 or 13 weeks or the next coming quarter. And so everyone always discusses the issues. Now, this is why we have 2 days. Everyone always has clearer thinking on the issues we're facing based on day one. So after we've had a lot of review and discussion on day one, everyone's gone out. They've socially mixed. We've had a nice dinner together. Maybe we did a nice team exercise with leadership teams. My CEO clients have done escape rooms with them. They've done bowling. They've done murder mystery dinners. They've done a lot of special cool things on the evening of day one. Then we come back on day two. And on day two, everyone's always more engaged and more proactive in the discussions. So the first thing we want to do on day two is we want to debate and resolve any big issues that we identified in day one. There might be a new policy on the table. There might be an acquisition we want to make. There might be a strategic partnership or a customer issue. And so at the end of day one, we may have designated someone who it's in their department and it's relevant. They might do a 10-minute presentation on an issue. And then we might have a discussion to get to the best ideas on it. And then we will go through our alignment process and make a decision on how we're going to handle that then. And we're going to get it going in the next 90 days. Another thing we might do is some training. We might do some new skills learning. We might have asked everybody to read a book or study something, or we would have given them some assignment to bring that would be relevant for that particular quarter or that particular strategy or whatever they need to do to win this year, something helpful. And we might have a discussion around that and how we can apply it in the organization. Then pretty much the second half of day two is all about the next 90 days execution. We're going to identify and align priorities. We're going to talk about goals. We're going to have 3 to 5 really strong initiatives that we're going to talk about, 3 to 5 strong priorities for each of the leaders, the departments, and we're going to talk through those and discuss those so everybody knows what the plan is for the next 90 days. And so I'm just giving you a general overview about how the two-day thing works. Day one, and then now in this segment, we're talking about day two. This is just a broad generalization, right? Just so you can get an idea of what the big things are. Because constantly people are saying, what do you do for 2 days? There's plenty. And hopefully at the end of day two, everyone's going, oh my gosh, that was the best meeting we've had. And I wish we would have been able to keep going. We had a lot of momentum. Well, that's why you do these 4 times a year. You do them every quarter because you want that. You want people to be hungry for more of that, more of the meeting. You want them to be excited about the momentum you're creating. because that's a good sign that they're ready to leave there, go back to their roles, get back in the game, let's say, and get things going. And that's the momentum you're trying to create every 90 days with the quarterly leadership meeting. You need to be thinking about the enhancements that you want to make. And having done these for a long time and with a wide and varied different list of clients, I've used all sorts of things to make these meetings powerful and productive and get people engaged. But it's very doable. It's very good. It's very effective. It increases execution, and therefore it increases the success of the components of the organization. If you need help on something like this, or you're interested, you can always contact me about how we could make that happen for you. You can email me at info@clearvisiondevelopment.com. And I'd be happy to set up a call or a Zoom meeting to discuss with you how we can make the 2-day leadership meeting work and how we can put this whole execution system we've been talking about in 2022 to work for you and your organization. Well, that's our show today. Better Than Before is sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. And as always, I want to throw out a special thank you to our super producer, Tessa Hall, who puts these programs together and makes them sound so good. And until I visit with you again next week here on Better Than Before, I'm your host, Tony Richards, reminding you, above all else, that everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.